Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. In the last days. Today, I'm having a conversation with an important group of persons of which you are a part. I invite you, therefore, to spend the next several moments with me as I seek to help us to understand who we are and what is expected of us. In the last days. This is not an expression of doom and gloom. We're not making any declaration that the world is coming to a dramatic end in the next few days, although that could happen. In the last days, it's talking about the now time and now activities. We are living in an era that is very exciting, and there are three main features of this period that we need to be aware of. For purposes of our deliberations, I would like to recite a scripture. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Acts 2 verses 17 to 21. Let's jump into our discussion. It starts off by identifying a time period in the last days. Notice that it did not get buried in the dates and details of the calendar. Rather, it identifies a time in God's economy that will be considered the last days. What will be happening in the last days? How will we know that we have moved into that phase of God's timetable? Firstly, God says that He will be doing something dramatic and important. I will pour out my spirit on all people. This is not speaking about every single person of this 8 billion population here on earth. Rather, God is saying that there will be a global outpouring of His spirit. All people groups will be included in this exciting demonstration of God's power. This is when you ask God to tell you the evidence of this happening. After all, if God is going to do something grand and exciting, then we need to know what will be the big evidence that it is happening. He says, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Do you see where God is going with this argument? The pouring out of the Spirit will be on His servants, men and women. God's servants all over the world will experience the outpouring of the Spirit for purpose. Anyone who experiences the Spirit being poured out on them will prophesy. It seems to me that this global program is specific. It will result in an important activity. The child of God who receives the outpouring of the Holy Spirit will be engaged in the spreading of the gospel. Remember that Jesus had some important meetings with His disciples after His resurrection and before He went back to heaven. And in those meetings, He told them one thing. Go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of people in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. But notice that this major enterprise of preaching the gospel must be done when God's people are empowered by the Holy Spirit. In other words, if we're going to be prophesying to people, then we need power, and this power will come when the Holy Spirit is poured out on God's servants. Let me move on. The second piece of this last days phenomenon is that there will be some major things happening on earth and in the heavens. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. We will have to talk more about this some other time, but suffice it to say, there will be some unusual and disturbing things happening in the last days. I believe that we are seeing them. The increase in the occurrence and severity of natural disasters, including the controversial climate change, hurricanes, earthquakes, increase in violence, wars and crimes, hatred and evil. We don't have to go very far to see these and more things happening around us. What is going on? I believe that this is the context in which the operation of the activities by the servants of God will occur. In other words, while all these bad things are happening around us here on planet Earth, God will be simultaneously pouring out His Spirit on His servants, the church, for us to prophesy, for us to rise up and boldly present the gospel. This is the time when people need to hear the gospel, which should be coming from men and women who are under the influence of the Spirit. I reckon that the outpouring of the Spirit is to empower the men and women to function effectively. After all, the world will not just play dead and allow Christians to freely prophesy. But while unusual things are happening, the servants of God will be sharing the gospel. Now we get to the last piece of this scripture. In the last days, God will pour out His Spirit on people all over the world. In the last days, there will be a number of unusual things happening on earth and in the heavenlies. In the last days, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. In other words, there will be an explosion of the gospel all over the world. And while the world is seeing some strange things happening around them, more and more people will be hearing the gospel and more people will be saved. My friends, we are living in the last days. God is pouring out His Spirit on His servants all over the world, even as we speak. All kinds of strange and disastrous things are happening all over the world. And all over the world, people are calling on the name of the Lord and are being saved. Guess what? You and I need to get with the program. Pour out your Spirit on me, Lord, so that I will participate actively in the spreading of the gospel. I want to be a part of your program in the last days where I witness people calling on the name of the Lord and are being saved. Amen.